listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
And welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next, well, 3 hours. At the moment, we've got Karen Swanky. She's from Siri. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you, Alan.
And you're involved with a special school. It's not a special school. It's I'm not sure what you actually call it.
So our official name is Siri Community School.
That's it.
We are an independent school with a specialist rating. So we're not a special school.
No, that was my mistake. I knew it wasn't, but I knew it wasn't just a school.
No.
Karen, first of all, how long have you been at the school yourself?
Yeah, I've been involved with Siri now for 12 years.
Yep. So. But obviously not at the school the whole time, because the school wasn't there for 12 years, was
no.
it?
No. So I originally started when it was the Upper Yarra Community House, and we had a youth program teaching VCAL to young people, which was based out of the Siri Centre in Warburton and the Redwood Centre as well. And then we got registration, we were approved, and became Siri Community School back in the day.
And now, so you're obviously at Yarra Junction yourself?
Correct.
And so you're also at Mount Evelyn?
Yes, I am.
And now all about this great, well, it's a special, when I say it's a special school, it's a specialised building out at Berwick, isn't it?
It's an amazing school site out at Berwick. So, yes, it's been wonderful to have that now.
And which is terrific, because apart from everything else, it was built as a school, so it's not as though you're just taken another building and tried to organise it. I think it was a blind school or something,
wasn't it?
It was built for. And that fell over. So anyway, that's terrific. Now, look, I know we've talked about the school occasionally. You need to tell us a little bit more about it, because it's not what we would call a mainstream school as such, is it?
No. So most of our students come to us because the mainstream setting hasn't necessarily worked well for them. So we want to try and encourage for our students to have a positive educational experience. So now at our Yarra Junction campus, we cater for grade 5 and 6 and years 7 through to 9, and we have our VCAL program for our senior students. The Mount Evelyn campus caters year 7 to 12, and same at the Berwick campus.
When you say VCAL, what subjects do you cover, Karen?
Actually, thank you, because I don't realise I use acronyms, so thank you. So VCAL stands for the Victorian Certificate of Applied Learning. So it's a senior secondary program, and it's an applied learning program. So our students cover the core units of literacy and numeracy. They have work-related skills and personal development skills. And they also have a huge component of their program is their VET, which is vocational education training.
Yeah, we need to explain, because not everybody that's listening is involved with the in the department. But within that VCAL, do you have specialised subjects as well?
Yes. So basically the way our programs work is all of our students have an individual learning plan.
Yep.
So depending on what their interests are or what their needs are, we're able to cater their learning to suit that particular student. So literacy, for example, if we have a student that is wanting to become an working as a mechanic and focus on automotive field, yep, then a lot of their learning is tailored towards that field and that industry to help them to gain the skills that they need to be able to transition into that pathway.
All right, so we'll just start. You've broadened the subject there, and that's something I just wanted to go down. All right, so you've got a young guy or girl that really wants to be involved as a motor mechanic.
Yep.
So they're coming to your school. Do you, apart from teaching them other subjects, do you either teach them something about the mechanical side of cars, or do you send them off somewhere else, or do you partner with another group that will go down that track?
Yeah, great question, Alan. So big part of my role is I'm Vet Careers and Pathways. So I actually help a lot of our students as they transition from Year 9 into our VCAL program.
Yep.
And, for example, on a Wednesday, they get to go off to one of our, either through Siri services or through an external provider, to go and study automotive. And that might be through a like a Box Hill TAFE or a Swinburne, to be able to go off and learn what they need, those skills in the trade, and they come out with a qualification. And then they're able to embrace that and use those skills and knowledge as part of a structured workplace learning program.
And then go
as well.
On to something like an apprenticeship or something.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely, yeah.
So how wide is the group? We've talked about, say, a motor mechanic. Mm-hmm. What, like, if you've got a girl that wants, or a boy who wants to be, I've got to get this right, that wants to be a hairdresser, do you cover subjects like that as well?
We absolutely do. So the beautiful part about the VET programs is that there's over 40 that are actually recognised qualifications in Victoria.
Terrific.
Yeah, yep. So the kids have got a lot of choice as to what they want to do, and usually there's something that will interest them,
yep.
And then it sparks their learning journey and it can take them wherever they would like to go.
Childcare, and I know that, is that a VCAL subject as well, or is that a subject by itself?
So childcare itself is a VET subject, so that would be, it's a qualification. So where our students would go off and they are trained by qualified professionals to get a certificate in early childhood.
Within CIRI or yep. Do they go off somewhere else?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Alan. So CIRI do actually offer quite a few VET programs for our students, and one of them is early childhood. We also have community services, we have horticulture, and we also have kitchen operations as well. So we offer those within the school setting. If kids want to do something that's more tailored or more industry specific, like carpentry or automotive, then they will go to another provider to do that, and we work closely with them.
So you have partnerships, obviously, with other groups
absolutely.
That you can go to?
Yep.
Oh, that's terrific. Because at the end of the day, I guess you want to... There's two things that school needs to do, isn't it? First of all, you need to send them out with some sort of qualification that's going to get them a job. It's no good going off and teaching them, you know, sky jumping or something, you know, that really at the end of the day is not going to get a job. And the other thing that the way I see schools is that you need to send out a rounded person. It's no good a person going out with a degree or any sort of qualification but can't fit into society either.
Exactly. It's really important that we look at all aspects of our student and their well-being and where they need to develop and grow so that they can become young adults in our society. And for a lot of them, that journey might take a little bit longer, but for others, it's a natural stepping stone for them.
I mean, I guess some of your pupils, and we've talked about this before, some of them haven't been to school for a while either, have they?
No. So quite a few of them have missed out on, I'm going to say, big chunks of schooling, and that's for a variety of different reasons. And currently going through COVID as well, we're going to see a lot of students who have not had the opportunity to engage with their schooling or just haven't enjoyed the online aspect of it. So it is going to be difficult for quite a few of our young people to get themselves back into the swing of coming to school each day.
Absolutely. Karen, so we've talked a little bit about the young people at school and what they can do. So a young person rocks in today, so what are they going to be doing today on a general basis?
Okay. So most of our students require transport to be able to get to our Yarra Junction campus in particular, but also the Mount Evelyn one. We offer a bus service, and that can be as wide from Reefton out to Yarra Junction, through from Cockatoo all the way over
through
Longwell.
You're taking half a day to get there.
We've got a lot of buses. You've probably seen them on the highway, our CIRI services. And we also have kids coming from Healesville, Yarra Glen, and then all around the Moorabbin and Lilydale surrounding areas as well. So, yeah, the kids get to the school in the morning. They're usually there by 9 in the morning, and we offer a breakfast club. So a lot of these guys, as you said, may have been on the bus for a little while, so it's good to be able to get them in and get them settled and feed them, so that way we're feeding their body but also the chance for their mind to work as well.
Well, it makes it very hard for them to study, though, too, isn't it, if they're hungry? I mean, I know there's been detailed studies done on that if a child doesn't have breakfast, certainly by lunchtime their concentration wilts something badly, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that includes us teachers. We need feeding as well. So definitely.
All right, so they're at school. So,
yes, we got them at school.
Yep.
So we start off with each of the students going to their classrooms, and where we'll do a morning check-in. So we use the zones of regulation to be able to help our kids to determine how they're feeling for the day. So we use the colour-coded system. So there's blue, there's green, there's yellow, and there's red. So blue might be if you're feeling sad or tired.
So how do they get those colours? How do you know which one is feeling what colour?
Yeah, so a lot of our kids are quite aware of the system and ready for it now, and they can easily articulate how they're feeling. So if they're red, they might be in the angry zone. Yellow might be that they're a little bit excited. We really want them in the green zone where they're ready to learn and they're feeling calm and they're happy and feeling good.
So do they just tell you what colour they are, or do they pick up a chip or something?
Bit of both, whatever works for them. So some of our students will have pictures that will sort of describe how they're feeling. Others will just put their name on a particular colour, and some will just verbalise how they're feeling. So it just gives us as teachers a really good way to know how everyone's feeling for the day.
Yep. So they're in the classroom. Now where are we going to go?
Okay. So I'll give you an idea of a general program for us at the school. So on a Monday, for example, and Thursdays are our core learning days. So most of the students will cover their literacy and their numeracy programs in there. And as I said earlier, a lot of our students have independent learning programs, so they'll be working on areas of their own interest. And that's worked out with the teacher, and the teachers are amazing. They're always creating and designing individual tasks for our student. Yep.
Terrific.
It's a lot of work.
We're in the classroom. What are we going to do now?
Okay. So we have on different days, on a Tuesday, for example, we'll have our work-related skills program. So glad you asked.
You've got to keep expanding for us.
I do.
Yep.
So work-related skills is a couple of VCAL units of that we'll cover as part of their qualification, their certificate.
So that's what they're interested in.
Yep.
Right.
So, for example, each campus offers different programs. So we might have a canteen group, because we have our amazing kitchen up at the Yarra Junction campus. It's a commercial kitchen, and it's where we run our official kitchen operations qualification, but our students get the benefit of it during the week. So we'll have our breakfast program there in the morning. We'll have our canteen that's running during the day, where the kids will be making nutritious meals for the rest of the school.
Yep.
And yeah, they can run a little business as well, selling produce or products.
Selling coffee?
They do. Keeps us going.
Teachers are the best. All right. So if it's a VCAL day, they're doing that.
Yep.
On another day, are they just in a normal school setting, like with desks, or yep. is it?
So the classes are all quite small. So we have a maximum of 15 students in each class. There's one allocated teacher, and we have our amazing learning assistants who are just brilliant with our students. They come in, so you'll have two adults in every class size. So there's only 15. The tables, classroom doesn't always look like a classroom. Each of them are very different. So we'll have nice quiet areas for kids to sit in. Some of the classrooms have egg chairs. If anyone's ever seen those, please,
yeah,
if you haven't,
those.
Google them. They're amazing.
Yep.
It gives a child somewhere to sit where there's not the surrounding noise to distract them, or just to give them a little bit of privacy, just to help them reset for the day. A lot of the other tables are set up as clusters, so the kids can sit in groups, and it promotes a lot of group learning.
Is there a lot of reliance on computers?
Depends on each student's learning. So some students don't particularly like using computers, but as we all know, it's quite important to understand how to navigate around using technology.
Yep.
So depends on the student and what their needs are and what they are interested in.
So how many periods a day, like I guess it's not so much a period, how many different things would a young person do in a day?
Yep. So we break our learning day into three sessions. So we'll have a morning session, a middle session, and then we have our afternoon session.
If the middle section is lunch, that's the best bit of school I like. But anyway.
There's always lunch. Got to have lunch. So normally the morning session is our core learning, because we find that the students are ready to learn and they're most open to absorbing information at that particular point of the day. We do tend to have the afternoon session where it's going to be more of the hands-on activities. So we have gardening clubs, for example. It could be that the students are in an art program. They could be doing wood tech. There's just so many different things that we can offer at the school for our students to be involved in.
All right. Say I'm doing wood tech. What am I going to do in wood tech?
Okay. So we're very fortunate. We have an amazing shed, which is down next to the museum in Yarra Junction.
Yep.
And we get to use that facility on a daily basis as well. And we have the most amazing wood tech teacher. She takes our guys down there, and again, depending on what the students are wanting to learn. So they'll be developing their hand tool skills, and then they might be creating, it could be a coffee table, it could be a pool table, it could be whatever they want.
So do they work individually, or do they work as a group? or to build a particular thing altogether?
Generally, it's individually. So most students have different levels of skill that they're able to bring already, or they may not have any idea as yet how to use a lot of the tools and the equipment.
Yep. So at the end of one of your courses, somebody could go off and get an apprenticeship as a builder or anything like that. So what about other things like plumbing and all that? Do you cover those sorts of things as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So our gardening program at the moment at the Yarra Junction site in particular, we've had quite a lot of, I'm going to say, landscaping going on. So we've had our students outside and they've been building retaining walls under the supervision of a qualified teacher. They've been also, as part of the gardening group as well, we have irrigation systems that the kids need to develop, design and create. So there's a lot of numeracy in all of this as well, because they've obviously got to work out how much material, what sort of materials they need, the costs associated with it, making sure that they measure twice, cut once. Yeah. And that there's always room for error there, but yeah.
Well, I guess one of the things is too that when you're doing something like that and you say it's numeracy and all that, it's not. It doesn't appear to be learning, is it? So you tend to learn a lot better when you don't realise you're learning, rather than if you sat in a classroom and you know, one on one is two. I know that's awfully simplistic, but you know what I mean. But if you're out doing something else, but you're picking up this added skill of numeracy, and then it's a lot easier to learn, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got to. Got to see the purpose in what you're learning. And we're talking about quite a few students who have not believed in the education system. They don't quite understand why they're learning what they need to learn. And if you can put it in an applied relative context, then just it's more open and they can see exactly why they need to know what they're learning.
Karen, I guess we're all starting to think about graduation because we're getting very close to the end of the year. So what does the graduation take the form of at your school?
Oh, we love celebrating success at our school. So for a lot of our young people, they may not have had a whole lot of success in their previous educational experiences. So historically, we've liked to get all of the families onto the school grounds as well to be able to share in that experience. But unfortunately,
might be a challenge this year, won't it?
Yeah, a bit like last year. So we were very fortunate last year. We were able to celebrate as a school. So we got the whole school together and we were able to have a beautiful luncheon, which has been prepared by our cooking crew in our amazing kitchen.
Oh, so you're all able to be on the site, were you?
Well, yeah, last year we were. So as a specialist school, we have a few different rulings which allow us to be able to be together.
Yep.
But this year, obviously, kids are all allowed back as of Monday, so fingers crossed.
And I should ask you this, and this is no reflection on the school. Have you had to close down at all? Because I know, I think the other day there was 52 schools around Victoria had to shut for this 24-hour cleaning because they had a COVID person on site.
No, we've been very, very fortunate. We've been really careful in regard to which students and which staff have been on site at what times, just to make sure that we're meeting all of the COVID regulations and making sure that there's not a chance for hopefully
I mean, even with a lot of the schools that have been very, very careful. I know there was one day last week there was 52 schools in Victoria that were shut for the day. They only shut for 24 hours now. They don't shut for a week and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, so we're hoping for a big graduation.
We are. We love celebrating with our students and acknowledging what they've done well over the year, and it's a good chance for them to shine in front of their peers. Unfortunately, it probably won't be with family again this year, but it's a good way to be able to get together as a group and a community to be able to acknowledge what they've achieved over the year.
Sounds good. What about, do you have any extracurriculum activities at the school?
We do. We offer our students lots of different things that they can engage in over the course of the year. And one of the big programs that we have running is a program called Changing Gears, where we have been very fortunate to receive funding from different groups to be able to support our students to get their learner's permits.
Oh, right.
So we have a facilitator who will come onto the grounds and be able to help our students to learn all the road rules and the laws, and we go over everything they're going to need to know for the test, and then we support them by taking them down to Vic Roads to be able to sit their learner's test and have some great success. And the looks on their faces are just amazing when they complete.
That's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, and of course, that's done during the day, obviously, during school time.
Correct. So we'll just take whichever students are eligible for the program to be able to come into a different space, to be able to learn what they need to know, to be able to get out on the road.
Gee, that's terrific. And obviously you don't have a car to teach them the driving side. You just teach them the theory side. Is that the idea?
Correct. But there is also other programs that the community have out there called the L2P program.
Yeah, we know about that.
Yep. So we link our students up with our amazing volunteers.
So obviously, and this is what we're saying earlier on, that it's not only just the school, is it? You've got other people involved, other partnerships and all that, where you can teach them the theory of the car driving and then send them off to somebody else who'll take them through the next step.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a skill. It's something that every young person wants to achieve is the ability to be able to drive.
Oh, don't they? What? But I don't know about the girls, but certainly if you're a guy, that's all you live for until you turn 18.
Yep, absolutely.
And that was when I was growing up, and I'll bet it hasn't changed. All right, we've probably got mum and dad, or we might have the grandparents listening in today, and sometime in the future they sit and look at little Johnny or little Susan and say, look, the mainstream school just isn't working for them. So how are they going to find out more about the school? And if they want to make some phone calls, in other words, let's tell them how they can get contact you, please.
Thanks, Alan. So probably the best way is to give us a call through our head office number, which is 1-300-835-235. And ask for the respective campus, so either Berwick, Mount Evelyn or Yarra Junction, whichever one will suit your needs.
So what was that number again?
1-300-835-235.
All right, so we're not quite ready to make that call yet because we think that's a bit of a commitment, so we want to find out more. So how are we going to look up your website?
Go to www.cire.org.au. And then click on the community school link and you can either submit an inquiry that way or you can have a read through all of the information and see some of our videos and get to know a little bit more about the school and what we have to offer.
So are you on Facebook and Twitter and those sorts of things too?
We most certainly are.
I thought you would.
Yes. So please jump onto our Facebook page.
Right. Karen, the year's fast coming to an end. So I guess enrolments are open for next year, are they, or what?
Yes, we are. We are open for enrolments. We have space at the moment in our Grade 5 and 6 program at the Yarra Junction campus, and there's also a wait list at the moment for our other year levels at the Berwick, Yarra Junction and Mount Evelyn campus.
So Berwick has started to fill up, have they already?
They have. It is a huge growth area and a great need.
Yeah. And as I said before, I do know the school and it's a terrific setup for anybody out that way because it's not just an adapted building. It's just was built for school and the school fell over. Karen, I guess that the teachers are all looking forward to a bit of a break too, aren't they? We should say this, and I was at a meeting last night with where some teachers were at, and I think we've got to acknowledge what a terrific job the teachers have done the last 12 months, or probably 2 years. I remember talking to our principal at the end of 2020 saying, we're out of that year. 21 can't be any worse. Well, it was every bit as bad if it wasn't worse. So, and of course, all of a sudden, they're at home, often. And this is a generalisation. Often teachers are married to teachers or have partners and teachers, so they're all trying to teach at different levels and they've also got their own children at home. And I think we just need to acknowledge what a great job that the teachers have done over the last 2 years because I just think I wouldn't be jealous of what they've done. So